From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, November the 8th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Register Star that a 45-foot Colorado blue spruce from the Claverick home of Mike and Vanessa Bowman has been chosen as the official Empire State Plaza Christmas tree this year. Bowman, the director of the Taconic Hills School District Fitness Center, said Department of General Services officials like the tree made two visits to affirm their decision, and he was notified on Monday that his tree had been selected. Bowman said, and I quote, "It's pretty exciting, really," end quote. The tree will be cut down on November 14th and transported to Albany. Bowman said as the tree aged, there was a chance part of it could splinter and topple in a storm. He said, and I quote, "It's like a free tree removal. It lived its time, and it's a perfect destination for it to end up at the Empire State Plaza," end quote. The tree lighting ceremony will take place on December the 4th, and the Bowman's blue spruce will remain on display in the plaza through New Year's Day. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that Cairo Durham High School principal Nicholas Fitzgerald was charged with trespassing by Colony Police after Fitzgerald allegedly refused to leave a local restaurant early Sunday morning. Fitzgerald was hired by the Cairo Durham School District in June of 2015. Police allege that Fitzgerald and his two friends visited the Latham 76 Diner in Colony shortly after midnight while intoxicated and at some point refused to leave. Fitzgerald was issued an appearance ticket for Colony Town Court. Cairo Durham's Central School District Superintendent Anthony Tahibi said he and the high school staff were aware of what happened over the weekend. He said Fitzgerald came to work as usual on Monday. Tahibi declined to comment on what, if any, disciplinary action might be taken. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rick Collin reported in the Times Union that on Monday, November the 7th, the State Thruway Board of Directors eliminated EasyPass discounts for anyone who purchased the device and has an account outside of New York. This followed a Massachusetts decision to provide a bigger EasyPass discount on the Mass Pike, but only for those who have Massachusetts-based accounts. EasyPass transponders from other states will still work in New York, but those motorists will no longer get a 5% toll discount that New York EasyPass holders receive over those paying with cash. Nationwide, almost 80% of drivers that use toll roads have EasyPass. The Thruway Authority Board on Monday also approved doubling the fee that toll scofflaws are charged from $25 to $50. Those who get caught skipping tolls on the Tappan Zee Bridge will pay $100. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Today, Tuesday, November the 8th, is Election Day. The polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., and voters go to the polls to choose a new president, U.S. Senator, Congressman, state legislator, assembly, and Senate, state judges, and in some locations, town board and other local officials. For information, contact either the Greene County Board of Elections at 518-719-3550 or the Columbia County Board of Elections at 518-828-3115. Voters experiencing problems or issues at the polls are urged to call the Attorney General's hotline at 800-771-7755 at any time between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Tuesday. You'll find a guide to polling locations by county and voting districts on the WGXC Newsroom website, wgxc.org/newsroom. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that a new poll has Republican John Faso leading Democrat Zephyr Teachout by 6 points in the 19th congressional district race in the final days before the general election on Tuesday, November the 8th. Faso is ahead 48% to 42%, according to a Time Warner Cable News Siena College poll of likely district voters released early on Sunday, November the 6th. Faso's overall position is strengthened by a sudden 13-point lead among independent voters in the district. The 19th congressional district is evenly divided into three parts among Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters. Faso continues to perform well in his home portion of the vast district. The Kinderhook Republican leads Teachout in Montgomery, Schoharie, Greene, Columbia, and Rensselaer counties by 23 points. In the past weeks, Teach Out's lead in Dutchess and Ulster County, her home base, has decreased to 3 points. To be competitive, Hamilton reports Teach Out must have a strong showing in heavily Democratic Ulster County on Election Day. Ulster has the largest Democratic enrollment advantage of anywhere in the 11-county district, but Ulster is the only county in the district where the number of independent voters outweighs the number of voters enrolled in one of the major parties. Time Warner Cable News Siena polls 605 likely 19th district voters. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Tuesday, November the 8th is Election Day. Both the Daily Freeman and the Times Union provide information on how local services and offices will be affected. Amtrak will be running on a regular schedule. The banks will be open. County offices will be closed. Federal offices will be open. Financial markets will be open. Greene County Transit will be operating on a regular schedule. Mail delivery on a regular service. Metro North on a regular schedule. The State Museum will be open on Tuesday. Schools varies by location. Some are closed for students, with staff reporting. You'll have to check your local district. Grocery stores and malls will be open. State offices will be closed, and trailways will be running on a regular schedule. Lorna Chirot Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper that the results of state-mandated water testing for lead contamination in the Taconic Hills School District are in. At the Board of Education meeting last month, Facilities Director Nicholas Smith updated the board, reporting that out of 400 water samples, 80 faucets were deemed to have unacceptable levels of lead. More than half of the contaminated sources were from faucets in labs and outdoor hoses, not the usual source for drinking water. 13 bathroom sink faucets and 8 other classroom-style faucets also have lead levels considered too high. The district must now develop a remediation plan. Smith said that 3 kitchen sink faucets have been replaced and will be retested. Those locations are commonly used for food preparation and hand washing. Also, and I quote, not portable water, end quote, signs have been placed in labs and near the suspect hoses. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 63 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers mainly after 4 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 41. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly before 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 52 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 37. The sun rose this morning at 6:38 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:39 p.m. That will give us exactly 10 hours of daylight, which is 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 8th day of November, Election Day, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.